Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. And hello, Sarasota. I hope everybody is doing a whole lot better tonight, and I hope you're going to have a better weekend. I know it's a little rugged down below you. We'll get to that in a minute. But we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on a third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. For the over-the-road truck drivers out there, the men and women out there bringing supplies and services into Florida right now, we thank you so very much. As well as our bulk mail haulers doing a bang-up job during the storm, a bang-up job. And we appreciate all of them, too. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel for everybody and everybody. And then again, we've got the Amazon warehouse people as well as the truck drivers out there doing their job, too. Appreciate all those folks. So, you may follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And don't forget, we're on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram as Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. .com. And joining us right now from California, where it never rains in Arizona, we've got the one and only Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're going to cut them short. There we go. Let's say the pledge and get moving. We got a lot of stuff to get out there real quick. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the storm has left Florida, but we've got plenty of problems as a result, starting with our highways. We have a huge, huge traffic problem on I-75 for the north-south traffic. Whether you're coming out of Fort Myers, whether you're coming out of Miami and think you're just going to jump on 75 and boot scoot boogie on up towards Atlanta, or whether you're coming from Atlanta down the other way, you're going to run into a big-time traffic jam because the Myakka River has gone over its banks and it's on the interstate highway. As a matter of fact, there's a couple of bridges where the water's up on the bridge. You can barely see the top of the bridge. You know how they got the guardrails on the side?
Right.
So that's very dangerous, and they've had to shut it down. Now, this is a stretch from mile marker 193 to 171. That's from north to south, or from south to north, 171 to 193. And it's not a simple process. You don't just jump off the road, and you run up the parallel road, the service road, or something like that for a little ways, and get back on. This is a detour that is at least 60 miles out of the way. It takes you way over to the right, over to 98, Route 98, and then that brings you up the back way, back to Highway 60 to get back on the I-75 on the south side of Tampa. This is a very out-of-the-way route. So my suggestion to the people that are coming south, especially with supplies, is perhaps to come down the Florida Turnpike and get off of what we call Yeehaw Junction, State Route 60, and run State Route 60 across, and then maybe some of the water will be out of the road by that time. But certainly, if you're going to take that detour, you're going to go way out of your way. And the detour is established right now at exit 257. That's Brandon, to reroute motorists east over to State Route 60 to U.S. 98. Now, when you get down to 171, you're not just going to come into the exit. And all the truckers that are out there, I mean, this is just going to be a huge mess, Kyle. I can't even begin to emphasize that.
Yes, and some of the photos we've seen are just really, really dramatic.
Some of the photos I posted.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, of course, what we're seeing, too, is we've got the rivers that are overflowing. That's because the water's been running back to the ocean.
Yeah.
And so it's a double whammy effect. The water was, collected inland, and now it's coming back to the ocean, and this is where we're getting that flood.
Yep, it's doing exactly what it's supposed to do, going back where it came from.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Now, that being said, we've also got, on top of everything else, we've got some flooding rivers that are going to crest over the next couple of 3 days and even into next week. So we're not out of the woods yet. This flooding problem is going to be extremely serious.
Exactly right, yes.
Yep. And for the people that are getting pelted with the second coming of Ian up there in Georgia, and South Carolina, North Carolina, all I can tell you is that turn around, don't drown, don't go driving through the water, because you have no idea what you're getting into.
That's exactly right. And there is some good news in terms of power restoration in Florida, Captain. This morning we're to 1.3 million customers out. 24 hours ago it was about 2.3 million customers out. So there is some progress.
So you got a million back. Okay, very good. All right, and caller, hold the line. You'll be the first one up when we come back. We had to get all that information out there. It is, after all, a station. When we have situations like this happen, we get it out there for the people, because this is all about we, the people, on this program. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Bill Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Of course, Relief Factor, the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission to try to see how many people across America they can get out of pain. And believe me when I tell you, I've been taking Relief Factor for over 8 years, and it works for me. Now, the other night, I'd been on the radio during the day for, let's see, 10 hours before my show was scheduled to come out. So I'd already been on the radio 10 hours that one day. And I started to cramp up a little bit, and my muscles got tight in my legs and all that. And I went, boy, this isn't good. So I sat down for a second, and I went to get back up, and I felt it again. So I said, well, I'm going to try something. And I did. I tried a packet of Relief Factor, just cold turkey, to see what would happen. I'll be damned if it didn't stop. And I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not, but I'm sure it did. Because, again, that's what it does. If you've got muscle aches or pain or joint pain or pain, whatever you got, Relief Factor will take care of it. And, again, I'm telling you the God's honest truth. It's what happened. I took something and it worked. So I'm always happy to tell you about that, because that's something else that maybe people don't know about. I certainly didn't know about it. I wouldn't have thought about that. But I said, you know, I said, man, I got the relief factor right here. I'm going to take it and see if I can stop this nonsense. And it did. It really did. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. It's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You'll know by the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work for you or not. You probably know sooner. But relieffactor.com/captain. Because like Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
There was that mass man.
Yep.
All right. Speaking of mass men, let's go back to the telephone. We have got a caller on the line who's been patiently waiting, and I believe this is the used-to-be, wants-to-be, might-still-be mayor of Clearwater, Mr. Mike. Is that you?
How you doing, Captain? How you doing, Kyle? You know, Kyle, the lunacy has to stop. I saw a story today. There was a girls' volleyball team in the state of Vermont at a particular high school, and I guess there's a transgendered teammate of theirs. So they're in the girls' locker room, along with the transgendered teammate. The transgendered teammate made an inappropriate comment to one of the girls, obviously made her feel uncomfortable. She goes to the administration and says, look, we got a problem. And what does the administration do? They shut down the locker room and they tell the girls, okay, well, you know, you all line up and you go into the restroom one by one, and you all can change in there, while apparently the transgendered was allowed to use the locker room. Now, common sense tell you, you tell the transgendered to go to the restroom, because that's only one person, and then you let the other 29 or however many girls that are in there use the girls' locker room. It's the girls' locker room. And I don't care what anybody says, a transgendered is not a girl. That's a man. That's a boy. He can say he's a girl all he wants, but he is a boy, and this lunacy has to stop. And everybody, I'm sure, has daughter. Most people have a daughter. Most people have a sister. And if that was your sister or your daughter, this should make your blood boil. And when you go to vote in November, remember that, folks. Remember, this is the lunacy that we're dealing with. Now, I very rarely get mad, but this just really... It just makes me sick when I think about it. So what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you.
All right. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, Mike, I share your outrage about this. Two points here. Number one, if it had not been a transgender person who said an inappropriate comment in the locker room, they probably might have expelled that one person or put them on suspension or something like that. In other words, they would say, this is not acceptable, you cannot act in this fashion. But because it's transgender, I guess it changes the whole equation. And number two, I think you're right, there's a lot of lunacy going on, but I think at the heart of the matter is really a control, because it doesn't make any sense for people to act this way or for the institutions to act this way, other than to try to get a control of the people to say, look, you're going to act the way we tell you to act in this particular thing, and this is a conduit for that, and among other things, among other woke issues, shall we say.
Well, here's the problem. About 3% of the population, and I think that's a high number, I think it's less than that, consider themselves to be transgender. And not that many of them play sports. So what you've got going on here is you've got a very small amount of the population that is getting more rights, they're getting more civil rights, if you will, than the majority of the population. Now, in this country, it's still majority rules, right?
Well, certainly. Generally, yes.
So if you want to do something about this from a legal standpoint, because they're scared to death, these schools are scared to death. Oh, they're going to sue me. Oh, my God, we're going to have to pay millions of dollars. They're all afraid of that. Okay, so here's a simple way to get rid of it. Vote it out. Get rid of the people that brought it in to begin with. Vote it out.
I think you're right about that. And, of course, there'd be another front in this as well, and that would be legislating from the bench.
And this is something the far left does on a regular basis. And when they do it, they think they've got some kind of major victory in society and so forth. But especially when they can't get something to be passed or get people to agree to something, they legislate it from the bench, as it were, in an activist fashion.
Right. Now, President Biden was being nice to Florida yesterday, talking, you know, Mr. Nicey and this, that, and the other, and he didn't really mention our governor by name. He said, well, I've talked to the governors, including the governor of Florida, about, you know, what they need and this, that, and the other. But people, you need to prepare yourself for this one. Hurricane Ian's damage toll is likely to be in the billions, hundreds of billions, and it might be the highest amount of damage in terms of dollars and cents that this country has ever seen from a hurricane.
That really is, I mean, that's unbelievably terrible, isn't it?
Yeah. And all I can say is the death toll is going to go up. They're still rescuing. There's still a search and rescue going on, especially on Sanibel Island. They heard somebody crying for help, and they actually took a person out from underneath the rubble of the house. We talked about that last night, that people were going to be found in the rubble, and they were going to be either semi-conscious or conscious and going, help me, or whatever like that. And they're finding those people.
Yes, and we're glad they're finding them. I mean, there's a certain window of time, Captain, you know, to be able to find someone who's been through that devastating of an event. Unfortunately, if people did not leave, I think a lot of people just have questions. Why couldn't they have left?
They could have left.
Stay?
They could have left. They would have, should have, could have, okay? It's a little late for that because we were telling people, you've got to get off those islands. You've got to leave. I don't know how many times I said that. You've got to leave. You've got to go. You can't stay there. This is not a normal storm. This is a killer storm. It's going to have a wall of water, and you can't deal with the water. And they couldn't, okay? But now that they're in the predicament they're in, we got to try to get them out, which means there's all kinds of rescues going on right now. And as I said last night, I believe I said this, there's 800 search and rescue teams right there on site.
Right, exactly. And at least for future storms, Captain, I think sometimes the sentiment is, well, I made it through the last storm, I'll be okay in this one. But that's just not the case, especially with a storm like we just saw. And so my hope is that people will learn from this to say, if the storm's coming, I'm going to go.
You got to. You can't assume that. And I got a whole list of things here that we'll get around to here in a little bit about the hurricane. But I want to talk about this for a second, because this is very important. President Joe Biden said that the Nord Stream pipeline leaks were a deliberate act of sabotage, and his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, is pumping out disinformation and lies about it.
Well, that's right. We know that something happened to the Nord Stream pipeline. Some think that it might have been a clandestine act by the West in order to do that, and some believe it's Vladimir Putin did it. We've got to wait, I think, for more definitive information about that.
Yep, you're right. Hold that thought. We got to wait for this cycle to go through and play the commercial that's about to come up, because we are going to be coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. President Biden at FEMA headquarters said Florida Governor Ron DeSantis requested, and he has approved, a major disaster declaration for Florida. The president said the disaster declaration will help Floridians without insurance or enough insurance.
It means the federal government will provide individual assistance of $37,900 for home repairs, another $37,900 for lost property, for everything from automobile to lost wedding rings.
The road to Fort Myers is littered with powerboats, yachts, and jet skis, including by its welcome sign, in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian, which smashed into the coastal city Wednesday as a Cat 4 storm, leaving it decimated and unrecognizable. City officials had handed out evacuation orders the day before the storm hit, but some residents stayed, believing the hurricane would hit further north, as forecasters predicted. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Oh boy, oh boy. And this is one of my favorite segments because this segment of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow company. Now, MyPillow.com is a tremendous American-owned patriotic company. Mike Lindell, there's no doubting his patriotism at all. He wears it on his sleeve. And, of course, it's too bad that the bad guys in our government, the deep state, continues to go after him. But what we need to do is he's one of those companies that we need to support. And I do support him, besides being a spokesman for him on the radio. I support him. Because right now, you can go over to the website, MyPillow.com. You can go to the Radio Listener Specials page and take advantage of all the different discounts that are in there on the MyPillow bed sheets, the Giza Elegance pillows, the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Now, he sold a lot of the stuff that they had
to begin with, the buy one, get ones. There'll be more of that coming. It's just not there at the moment. But they do have tremendous discounts, like the all-season slippers, which are the new slippers they have, made better than the other ones, if that was possible, but they are better than the other ones, for $29.88. Now, that's a savings of 66%. Not too shabby. Not too shabby. And you might want to check them out, or check out something else that's over there. There might be something else that would trip your trigger on the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. The promo code will always be Captain. Promo code will always be Captain. And don't forget, you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And by the way, he is helping out the folks down there with the hurricane relief that he's doing. So if you felt the need and you wanted to buy something from him, he's taking a portion of the proceeds and setting it aside. Then he's going to ship on down to Florida some of his My Pillows, some of his blankets, probably some of his slippers. I don't know for sure about that one. But there'll be stuff coming down here, compliments of MyPillow.com, being brought right to the shelters. And you can look for that in the not-too-distant future. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. Check it out. See what you can do. Help the folks out that need the help. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. What do you say, Kyle?
Hey, Captain.
Now, make no mistake about it, the IRS is not necessarily your friend until you kind of need them, right?
Right, yeah, sure.
Well, they have done something, which kudos to the IRS for doing that. They have pushed back the filing deadline on some of the taxes that need to be filed right now for Florida residents affected by Hurricane Ian. That's a good thing.
Sure, of course.
And maybe that'll be enough to save some people a lot of grief. We'll see. I don't know. After all, it is what it is. But the other thing is that Ian right now is up in South Carolina, working its way along the inland coast and going to go up through North Carolina and up into Virginia, and going to be pretty much a rain event up there, not too much wind, but rain, and we can only hope that the people up there are prepared.
Well, that's right, and we understand, too, that some of the rain and storm, not, of course, an energetic storm, really, is going to go up through Washington, up towards New York City, maybe as far up as Boston, where they'll get rain, but the storm, of course, was downgraded pretty quickly to a post-tropical cyclone about 3 hours after it made its second landfall. So, at the very least, it's dissipating, but it's a big event still for those in the path, especially with the flooding that we've seen in Myrtle Beach, for example.
And the White House is making a big deal out of oil and the price of gas. They're meeting with oil executives over the weekend about the price gouging fears that they've got. Well, I'm looking at the price of oil right now, and this is the current as of this moment. West Texas crude is at $79.49, down $1.74. Brent crude is at $87.96, down 53 cents. And the wholesale price of gasoline is at $2.47 a gallon, while diesel is $3.37 a gallon, which looks like as if it has settled a little bit. So maybe everybody will get a reprieve for a few weeks.
Well, one would hope, and of course, there's a special situation in Florida for sure, and in other parts that are going to be affected by the storm. But here in California, Captain, it's still skyrocketing into the stratosphere.
It went up out there. Your price went up.
Yes, exactly. It's almost $7 a gallon just down the street from me. This is, and people are talking about it too. It's mm-hmm. a significant increase.
Oh, and before I go to the caller, we got a caller on the line here. Before I go to the caller, our Governor Ron DeSantis said that 34,000 people in Florida have already applied for FEMA aid.
Right, and that number is going to climb, of course.
Yep. Okay, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, Bag Em and Bob.
Yes, sir, Captain. I just want to know one thing. If that mayor up in New York can house those the migrants in hotels, I know they're building a tent or something somewhere, but if he can house them in hotels, why couldn't we be giving the same treatment to some homeless veterans rather than them? All right, that's it, Captain.
Well, I would say why don't you ask him, number one, because if that's up to the Veterans Administration, period, not the mayor. If the mayor wants to go above and beyond it, I guess he could. But I know what he's talking about, so go ahead, Kyle.
Well, of course, anything that people could reach out and do for veterans would be amazing. But, of course, a lot of times these are all based on political decisions, you know, that they believe that it's better for them politically to favor one group over another or appear to virtue signal in one way other than another.
Yeah. Now, going back to some things from the storm that we're observing and making note of, some 5,000 National Guardsmen have been activated here in Florida, with another 2,000 from other states into the works, too. So we have a total of 7,000 National Guardsmen here, not to count all the U.S. Coast Guard personnel we have here that have been brought in from other areas. They're here alive and well with their helicopters and their shallow water boats, and they're very good at what they do, river rescue and whatnot, very good at what they do. And, of course, Joe Biden has ducked any DeSantis relationship or discussion about some of the pot shots they were taking at each other the other day. He's backed away from that, which is a smart thing because Ron DeSantis is doing what he needs to do as a governor. He needs to concentrate on doing that because, in my opinion, he's doing an excellent job and does not need the help of one Joe Biden.
Well, certainly the politics of it all are still simmering there during this whole event. It was, I think, regrettable that the president did not call the governor ahead of time or when he was talking to, you know, Democratic mayors of cities in Florida in some places.
Right here in my backyard, three of them.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't a good look in that sense because everybody needs to come together. But I do think it shows just how sensitive the left is and the Democrat Party and especially this administration, how sensitive they are to appearing to cozy up, shall we say, to a successful Republican governor of Florida. It's amazing.
Now, I am being told by some people, and they have to remain nameless, that are working the rescue and recovery down there, that they're afraid the death toll is going to go way up. And I have to agree with them based on what we keep seeing. Plus, when they're taking people out of the rubble, not a lot, but a few people out of the rubble that are actually buried or immersed in their home that fell on them, there's a whole bunch of them that you're not going to hear going, "Help me, help me." And when that happens, they're going to wind up passing on.
Yeah, it's grisly and it's sad, and in so many ways we'll find out with the different stories that we'll hear, but in so many ways maybe avoidable in the sense that when it's time to get out, it's time to get out. And it just goes back to the whole idea, you can't stand against this kind of storm, a hurricane, the wall of water, everything. It just you can't survive in that environment.
All right, pull that thought, folks. We're going to come right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. It is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And, of course, we're around for 3 hours on a weekend. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening. in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door. I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school, uphill both ways. We were cane switch braids, a dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say, "That's something to be proud of. Graduating college, that was Mama's dream. I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, babies came, the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod. Sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now. That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. No need to make a million. Just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able, putting food there on the table. Everybody for the family that you love. That's something to be proud of.
Something to be proud of. Montgomery Gentry. I like that song, Kyle.
I do too. That's
yep. I don't play it enough, but every now and then on a Saturday night like this or on a Saturday, I will find it and play it. All righty. Well, I'm going to turn it over to you because you got some weather out west, and then I'm going to get into it because, boy, have we got it over here. Go for it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, here we are. This is going to be October the 1st, and, Captain, we've got our first winter weather advisory. We're going to talk about out west, and this is going to be up in Montana. This is going to be just south of Bozeman and right around Red Lodge. We've got a winter weather advisory happening right there. We've got the periods of wet snow that can be expected and above and higher elevations, of course, right now. Same can be said down into Wyoming near Cody, where it looks like we can also get some snow for the first time here this year in some of the higher elevations, and also around Buffalo there in Wyoming. So you want to be aware of that. Now, in terms of actual precipitation, we're taking a look right now at the radar map, and we've got rain that is east of Missoula. It's also heading over towards Great Falls. Not in Great Falls proper, but staying about west of there, a little bit north of Helena as well. So you've also got rain near Jordan. Now, all this is staying north of I-94, except for the area of Terry, where you've got rain coming across the roadway there. Also, as we mentioned in Wyoming, south of Cody, we've got some sleet happening there. We've also got rain, again, in the Buffalo area. And then on the border between South Dakota and Wyoming, near Hot Springs, that's over on the South Dakota side, we've got rain. And then also rain coming across I-70 and some sleet, by the way, near Avon as you come out of Denver heading west on I-70. So you want to be careful out there, and the temperatures are maybe starting to drop here as we get into the latter part of the year.
Yeah, it's been a little cooler here since the storm, so we'll take that because it's been really hot before it. But in the meantime, Ian is expected to move further inland across central North Carolina today. Now, tropical storm force winds are expected along the coasts of South Carolina and southeastern North Carolina through early Saturday. Heavy rain and potential flash flooding are possible in parts of North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia through the morning and into the weekend. Now, there's going to be some rain up the East Coast, no doubt about it. It's going to be a little rough up the East Coast in terms of the water right off the coastline, no doubt about that. But the problems are pretty well gone for down below, except for in Florida, flooding, big-time flooding. And we all knew it was coming. We were told that there was going to be a flood warning after the storm had passed because of all the rain that had happened and all the water that had been pushed inland. It's all got to come back where it came from, right?
That's right.
So that being said, we're going to have a weekend where we're going to be looking at that, and today is going to be one of those days where, and again, this road that's closed, I-75, between 191 and 193, sorry, and 171, it's closed during there because of water that's over the road and in more than one place because of the Mayaca River and flooding in general. It takes a little while for the drainage to take place, so it's not like as if everybody's going to be back out on the road today. I don't think that's going to happen, but I would say by Sunday afternoon and or Monday, they should have the interstate back. That would be my guess based on what I've seen in the past. But still, it ties up God only knows how many traffic of you, how many vehicles that are going to be involved in that traffic just having to take a detour.
That's exactly right. It's going to be wait to be seen, yes.
Yeah, because we had people that were coming out of Fort Myers going north, thinking that they were going to go north up to wherever it was they were going to go. They never got there. And we had people bringing stuff down from the north to the south into the flood zone, and they never got there because of the road. So there were people actually trying to turn semis around in the median. That doesn't work when you got soft grass and whatnot, and they were getting stuck. They were burying the trucks.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, tell me about it. Tell me about it. So tell us about the Truckers Highway and Byway Report there, Mr. Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, don't forget the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, Captain, we've got some great news for our drivers out there because the people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers are extending their Driver Appreciation Month. It was in September, but now it's extended into October, and that means they're extending their celebration of Driver Appreciation Month. You're going to keep on enjoying some free drinks, chances to earn 5 points per gallon after activating Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app, and other exclusive offers when you sign up with the My Rewards Plus app. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com for more information. And also, for everybody who wants to join into the My Rewards Plus app, you can start saving 10 cents a gallon between now and October 31st simply by signing up for the My Rewards Plus program. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And Eric, the poor, lonesome truck driver, he needs to get involved in that because he told me one of the messages he put in the chat room here one time we were talking about that. He says, I never get anything for free. Well, we just told you what you were going to get.
That's right. Exactly. And so I'm really pleased about that because they have extended that celebration for drivers all the way through October. So that's great.
That is good. And that is great. And we're happy to hear that and happy to know that. Now, folks, obviously this is kind of one of those evenings. It's kind of like the morning after the day before, if you know what I mean. But we're going to go back to checking the news headlines. And we've got a few more items for you coming out of the storm zone. So we'll tell you about that, too. But don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back after this break.
You're listening. listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.